Welcome to Your Wetlands. I'm Jerry Kay. Today I'm here with Mark Holmes. Mark is the director of the Bay Institute's Bay Restoration Program. Mark, there is an incredible amount of work going on to restore wetlands around the bay, but bring us up to date. How about an overview?
Well, there used to be about 200,000 acres of tidal marshes around San Francisco Bay, an enormous swath of ancient tidal marshes that are about 3,000 years old. And starting around the time of the California Gold Rush, when the big infusion of immigration arrived in California, first ranchers started to drain them so that they could graze cattle on them. Then they got drained further for agricultural fields. They tried growing stone fruit in the wetland areas after they were drained, and row crops, and nothing really worked because the soil was salty bay mud. But eventually, they came to grow a large crop of hay, just essentially feed and stall liner for what back then was a huge livestock population. And then in addition, the wetlands were drained to create salt evaporation ponds, solar salt evaporation ponds. Salt was one of the fundamental commodities that was necessary in the area, and 200,000 acres of wetlands had been converted to solar salt evaporation ponds. So to fast forward to the future, by the time 1980, 1990 rolled around, out of the original 200,000 acres, there were only 8,000 original acres of wetlands remaining. It became worrisome to scientists and citizen activists who noticed that there was a tremendous amount of biological diversity that was lost as a result of that. There was life in the marshes. Among other things, the marshes were essentially the nursery grounds for fisheries throughout the estuary. So salmon that spawned in Sierra streams and migrated out as fingerlings would stop in these wetlands for the first year or two of their lives, and they would bulk up, hide in the shallow waters from predator. Nutrient-rich wetlands would feed them, nourish them until they could make their migration out to sea. The wetland loss was devastating ecologically. So that's what's underway today. It's actually the largest restoration of coastal wetlands that's going on in the nation today. Very quietly, very under the radar. Nobody's really advertising it except for the joint venture, but it's a hugely significant ecological project. And so the goal is to restore, of those original 200,000 acres, to restore over half of them, over 100,000 acres. And we're well on our way to doing that. As we speak right now, there are 10,000 plus acres that the dikes have already been breached. And these are happening in a number of places around the bay. One of the largest ones is the former North Bay salt ponds, what were called the Napa salt ponds. There were about 10,000 acres of salt evaporation ponds up there. And to date, almost 5,000 acres of those have been breached. It started in 1995 on an 800-acre marsh. That one has completely revegetated. What was a barren salt pond in 1995 today is a lush stand of verdant green cordgrass, and you can't even see the water anymore. It's so dense with cordgrass. And so there are 5,000 acres up there. There are thousands of acres that have been breached in the South Bay recently. Again, another salt pond complex, about 28,000 acres down there, that are targeted for restoration. And then they're scattered around the bay after that. And while there's an 800-acre project here and a 1,500-acre project there, and as I say, in Napa, a 10,000-acre project, the goal ultimately is to link those in two large, geographically separated, connected tracts of tens of thousands of acres collectively. The projects we have going on, lots of them are named after the use that was built upon them when they were converted. So Cullen and Ranch, 1,500 acres just west of the city of Vallejo, was a hay farm for about 100 years, and now it's being restored to tidal marsh. Hamilton Field, in 1930s, it was converted to an Army air base, decommissioned in the 1960s, and then people fought over what was to happen there with a big push by developers to build on it. And now that's an 800-acre tidal marsh restoration. The dike has been breached. The bay waters are flowing over it again. Adjacent to that, there's Belmarin Keys. And then the names kind of get obscure and bureaucratic. Pond A15 in the South Bay, Pond A8. Lots of them are just numbered. But a very significant ecological restoration. The goal, as I say, in addition to restoring these significant fish nursery grounds, there are also some endangered species that live in these salt marshes. As you might expect, 200,000 acres of salt marshes reduced to 8,000 acres. The species that lived in them were brought to the brink of extinction. And the poster child for that is a little marsh hen called the California clapper rail. And it literally looks about the size of a hen, and if you were looking at it, the only difference you'd notice is a very long beak. Probably there were 100,000 of them in San Francisco Bay before this draining occurred. The most recent counts have them at their lowest numbers on record, and there are about 800 birds that were surveyed this last year. The main goal of these tidal marsh restorations, one of the main goals, is to restore habitat, because habitat is the limiting factor for that bird. The only reason nobody hunts it, it's illegal. The only reason that it's down to these low population numbers is because the tidal marsh habitat that it relies on for survival has been so decimated. So we're in a race with the clapper rail to restore habitat quickly enough to stabilize and eventually start to grow its numbers again. And there are other species, salt marsh harvest mouse, another one, only lives in the tidal salt marshes of San Francisco Bay, drinks salt water, can't live anywhere else, and its numbers are down on the brink of extinction as well. So these habitat projects are in place to boost the numbers of these precipitously low populations of mammals and birds and fish and others.
Mark, thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Remember, you can learn more about these wetland projects at two websites, yourwetlands.org and sfbayjv.org. That's the website of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.